week's Parshas Emor. You know, the beginning of Parshas Emor is the tzivui to Kohanim that they're not allowed to be metamei lemesim. Hayom Hashem al Moshe Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amart aleihem v'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. So there's a fascinating piece that I saw in the Shemi Shmuel on page 8 to explain this idea why Kohanim are Metzuva not to be Metame Lemesim. Dafka the Kohanim. Why Dafka the Kohanim are Metzuva not to be Metame Lemesim? And I think it's a very fundamental Yesodos. So take a look on page 8. Mahavin ha'inyin shasharas tumas meis nitna dafka l'kohanim. Hinei b'chet ha'rishon me'etz hadas ha'isa siba shal choser t'mimus. He says, how did it all start? Death in the world. Right? It all started from the chet of Adam ha'rishon, because before that it was people were going to be living forever. Right, the Gemara says on the pasuk Ani Amarti Elokim Atem V'nei Yom Kulchem that Hashem says originally you were going to all be, your life was going to be forever, but then you sinned. Achen Ka'adam T'musun. Now, where did it come from? It came from one chisaron, and that's the lack of the midah of Tamimus. What does that mean? We know there's a tzivoy in the Torah, Tomim tiyeim Hashem Elokecha. Right? That's the pasuk here in Shoftim, page 3, going over to page 4. Tomim tiyeim Hashem Elokecha. So that means, al pi pashtus, tamimus means, a person has a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person who is a tamim, he follows the tzivoy. A person who's lacking in Tamimus is going to question the Tzivoy, is going to say, does it really apply? Make all types of cheshbonus. You know, the bottom line, Hashem says, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, so don't start making all types of pilpulim, this, that, and, you know, Tomim tiyeim Hashem Elokecha. Don't be such a chacham, ibra chacham. You know? The lack of tamimus. That's part of the idea of not to try to see what's in the future, all types of oracles and things. You know, people like, well, you know, everyone wants to know what's the future. That's tamim tiyeim Hashem Elokecha. They even say a story from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein that they once had some water from a certain famous mekubal that people like to drink, and he wouldn't. He says, "Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecha." We don't have these things. We do the mitzvahs. We do the tzivuyim, not these kunsen. You know, you think you'll drink this water, and you know, "Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecha." And part of that is yikabel kol ma sheyovo alav meis Hashem Yisparach ulhamin shachol hu latova ki kasher omer hanachash lechava. Yodei Elokim v'yisim ke Elokim hayo lo lachshov shevavadei Hashem atov lo yimna tov l'holchim betomim. In other words, what does Chava say? If you eat from this tree, oh, you're going to have such a reward, you're going to know everything, you're going to be like God. So the response should have been, if this is good for me, Hashem would have mattered it for me. By the fact that it's not mutter for me, it shows it's not good for me. And you have a chachma to say, well, if you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, v'yisem kelokim yodei tov v'ra, the response should have been, no, is this good for me or is it not good for me? If it would be good for me, Hashem would have said, go for it. And he didn't. So that shows it's not good. You can give svaras, here and a hint, do this, do that, it'll be great. But Lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked it, so you can't say that that's something that's good for you. Okay. Afshu Kain Halose Rotsan Aboris Baruch Shalolios Kelokim. V'chein b'mash sh'rosa kitova ayin ma b'kach, that it looks good, but l'maisa what? Hashem asked it. So the whole yisod of how Adam Arishon was nichshal from the get-go, from the beginning of Bereishis, was from this lack of the midah of the midah of Tamimus. The midah of Tamimus is, you know, you accept what Hashem does, you say Gamzu Latova, you don't look to be an Ibr Chacham, you don't try to outsmart the Torah and say, oh, I know better. And what's the connection? What's the connection? Why does the lack of Tamimus bring death? So says the Shem Shmuel, starting on the third column, Tomim Hashem hu ulchelkom. Kumo Shapirish Rashi. Mele ain't shaykh bo misa. Means if you tomim with Hashem, that means that you dovok to the Shechina. If you dovok to the Shechina, then the kochos of Tuma can't set in. Because if you mekayim tomim tiyem Hashem alokecha, you dovok with the Shechina, you dovok with the Ribono Shel Olam, so then the kochos of Tuma can't come in. So if Klal Yisrael, if Bnei Adam would have been mekayim tomim tiyem Hashem alokecha from the get-go, there wouldn't be Misa ba'olam. Ki inyan ha-Misa ba'adam kosov ha-Arizal, third column, third line, ki mischabrim imo kochos ha-Tuma ad sh'anashama machma she'eni yichol lisbol ha-Tuma hi mistalekas. In other words, the way death happens is that the kochos ha-tumah come in, these metaphysical kochos ha-tumah come into the person, and the neshama can't take it anymore, so it leaves. But if a person is dovok b'Hashem, tomim tiyem Hashem elokecha, then it'll never happen. It'll never happen. The kochos ha-tumah won't be able to come because you're dovok with the shechina. So memelo, there'll be no death. אבל אחד שלא הייסה בהם התמימוס, שוב ניתנו מקום לכוח הסתום, לקרב אליהם וגורמו מיסה. And then he says two things here. He says, Yaakov Avinu was Ish Tom. Tom is what? Is the backwards of what? Mace. Hefech miosios tam hu mace. And that's what we say, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. What does that mean? So a lot of the Gemara says, Mazaru b'chayim, Afu b'chayim. But it means that he was dovok to the mid of Tamimus. If you're dovok to the mid of Tamimus, then you're not shaykh to Misa. And then he says, an unbelievable pshat to a medrash. The famous pasuk, you're all familiar, on page 9, and told us. He says, "Ayom Yaakov el Rivki imo, hein Esav achi ish sa'ir, v'anochi ish chalak." So when you learn Chumash as a little kid, you say, "Well, we know that Esav was what? Was hairy, and Yaakov was what? Smooth. So how am I going to pretend my father to go in front of my father Yitzchak? He'll feel me. He'll know in a second that I'm not the right person." That's how you learn in third grade. Now let's see it in a more sophisticated way. Look in the Medrash. Page 10. The second arrow. V'anochi ish chalak, k'ma dat omar, ki chelak Hashem amo. So the Medrash is darshaning chalak, which literally means smooth, and supplanting the pasuk of ki chelak chalak from Lashon chelak, ki chelak Hashem amo, that Klal Yisrael is a chelak of Hashem, it's dovuk v'Hashem. Also now the Shemi Shmuel explains beautifully. Back to the third column on page 8. The Issa Bebreishis Rabba, the middle third column, Perek Samachay, Kichel Hashem Amo, Hakavona Bezeh. Tikacha. In other words, you know, we're taught as little kids, oh, he's hairy, I'm smooth. Yeah, says the Shemesh Shmuel is much deeper than that. He says Chalak Loshon Chelach Hashem Amo. It means like this: the Yaakov is saying to his mother, "Is what are we're playing games here? I'm going to dress up and." He says, what do I need that for? I to do such, you know, such a scheme to chop the brachas. He says, Acha she'en Hashem Yisbarach nosin lo, ki kein hu midoso lios l'chel kol shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shalo yachor acha atidu, v'yem in Hashemayim she'kabos ha-brachos, yavo b'li yishtadlos. He says, what I mean is, I'm dovuk b'Hashem, so I believe that anything is magiyali, I'm going to get. I'm going to get. Because I'm Dovuk B'Hashem. I don't try to outsmart whatever Hashem wants for me to get. Whatever Hashem says is mutter, is mutter. Whatever Hashem says also is also. Whatever Hashem wants, I'm not going to do something tricky to try to get something that Hashem is not. Because I'm Dovuk B'Hashem. So why do I have to do this hishtadlus? That's what he was saying to his mother. Not just Tom, he's hairy and I'm smooth. It's I'm dovuk in the mid of tomim to Hashem Elokecha, so that means I'm a dovuk b'Hashem, and that's the paradigm of chiyus, is the dveikus b'Hashem, because Hashem is the ultimate being in the world that is chai l'olam. So the more you have that dveikus b'Hashem, the more you have chiyus. So that's what he's saying. Okay, Rivka had har cheshbon. Or Chaim says al pi nevuah. Whatever. I mean, again, we're not necessarily on this darga that we can just in life not do any hishtadlus. But we have to know, like Rav Shechter said, when it's too much hishtadlus. Or sometimes it's no longer hishtadlus, it's iser, you know. But we have to believe that the things that are magialanu are we going to get. The things that are not magialanu we won't get. And what Hashem says is mutter. And we don't have to think, oh, this is usr, but I need it. Oh, so then he says even further. He says, go further down on the third column. The first word of the line is Bialkut Shimoni. And again, I put all these makoros in the packet, so you'll see them. If you want to look in the original, you'll see it in the packet. So this way we'll save time. You see Bialkut Shimoni. You know, when Hashem is angry at Moshe and Aaron with the Meriva, and he says, therefore you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So Aaron could have answered back, I didn't sin. But the Medrash says Aaron, yeah, if you want we can see that inside. Aaron was shosik. Hashem says in Chukas, Yan lo hamantim lakdisheni, etc. And it says on the bottom of the Yalkut Shimoni, page 16, Hayal olomar v'omar lo hamantim be Aaron machata. But you know what? He was makabel. If Hashem says it's not, I shouldn't go in, even though he had a kasha, why me? Wasn't it Moshe's fault? But he accepted. So that was the ultimate midah of what? Of tomim tiyem Hashem lokecha. That he's mamin, that what Hashem is metzaveh is magiyali. What Hashem wants for me, I deserve to have. If he doesn't want, I don't deserve to have. So memela, because of this midah, he was nifcher to be the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol, as we'll see, is the one who's bringing Shefa and Bracha to the world. So Memela, the Midah of Kahuna, has to be someone who's mitztayin in the mid of Tamimus. And that stemmed from Aaron HaKohen. That Aaron HaKohen could have answered back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you faulting me? I wasn't the perpetrator of the Mei Meriva. But he was Shosek. He was Makabel. He says, if this is what Hashem says, that I shouldn't be going into Eretz Yisrael, I'm Makabel. That's Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokech. That's Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokech. So Memeluah, Aaron is the ultimate of Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. So Memeluah, that's why a Kohen can't be Betamim Lemes. Because Misa comes from the original Chet HaRishon, which is the lack of Tamimus. There's a lack of the Midah of Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. And that's how Misa became. Because Adam was trying to be too smart. Hashem says, don't eat it. And Chava gives him a pilpul and says, no, if you're going to eat it, you'll be Yodea Tovara, and it's good, and it's this. But bottom line is, Hashem said not to eat it. So it was a lack of that mead of Tamimus. And that's where Misa came. But Aaron was the opposite. It was Dovuk B'midas HaTamimus. So Memela, a Kohen Be'etzem, is Mufka from Misa. And that's why a Kohen's not Matami L'Mesim. And he says another beautiful idea. He says, two people of the Avos, Avraham and Yaakov, were called Kohanim in Tanakh. Avraham, if you look in Tehillim, it's in the packet here, Nishba Hashem lo yinochem atah Kohen la'olam, he was called Kohen. And Yaakov Avinu, in the Alkut Shimoni, which is also here in the packet, when the Malach was going to make him lame, so the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'malach, Asisa l'kohen shali balmum. You made my Kohen a balmum. So both Avraham and Yaakov are called Kohanim. And it's interesting, Moridik. He says, both Avraham and Yaakov are called Kohanim, and both Avraham and Yaakov have the midah of Tomim, of Tam, said by their names. By Avram Avinu it says what? Hisalech lefonai ve'yesomim. That's the mid of Tamimus. And Yaakov is Yaakov Ishtam. So you see the midas hakohen, he midas hatamimus. And Memela, that's why Avraham and Yaakov are called Tom, and they're both Musar, and they're both, they're called Tam, and they're both called Kohen. Because that Midah of Kahuna is the Hitztainus, the Midas HaTamimus. And Memela, that's why a Kohen can't be what? Can't be Metame Lemesi. And then he says further, it fits in further in this week's Parsha, because what? Ba'omer, what does it say? Sheva Shabosos, Tamimus Tiyena. And the famous Medrash, which we have here in the packet as well, he says, "Emasai Tamimus Bizman Sheyisrael Osrim Mitzvona Shel Mokom," meaning that the time of Sfira is the time to improve on that mid of Tamimus, the mid of accepting. Of course, we're not on the Madrega that we're going to say, "Oh, we're not going to do anything." You know, yeah, people should do things to improve things in their lives. But there's, as Rav Shechter says, there's always a limit. What's called doing too much? That sometimes you need, you know, or what's called, you know, having the mid of Tamimus. I mean, we do believe Hishtadlus. We're not, maybe certain people are very high Madrega, so that, you know, the level of Hishtadlus is like we Chazal say by Yosef, that you, Yosef was somech on the Sar HaMashkim, so Kefi Madriguso, that was a chisorin, that he was somech on him. But that's the midah of Tamimus, and that's what the Omer, that's what these weeks are, because Kabbalah Satorah, what the Shemishmul says beforehand, on the third column in the second paragraph, Kabbalah Satar Nasi Yisrael Chorus Mimalach HaMavis. Right? Chorus HaLaluchos is Chorus Mimalach HaMavis. Why? Because Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. That's the ultimate of the Mid of Tamimus. That we're not going to, you know, we're not saying Nishma V'Nasa. First we have to hear and we have to understand and we have to make sure we really want it. No, Nasa V'Nishma. That's what we're going to do and then we'll understand. Rav Shechter said over once that we say the pasuk Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeni Ki B'Mitzvosecha Emanti. We recite that pasuk before Tekiya Shofar. So he said over some learned pshat Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeni. In other words, we want to understand the mitzvahs, but Ki B'Mitzvosecha Emanti. But don't think our understanding is gonna limit our performance. We're gonna perform whether we understand or not. But still, we'd like to have a havana in the mitzvah. We're not saying we want to understand it because we don't understand anything we don't do. No. Tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. That we believe that whatever the Torah says for us, of course, you have to have a proper understanding of what the Torah really means. Some people don't have a Rebbe who can explain. They just think they understand it on their own. You need a proper Masorah to understand what the Torah really means from you. Sometimes you can think that the Torah means one thing and you didn't understand it properly. And therefore you're doing something which is not required by the Torah. But with the proper understanding of the Torah and the proper understanding of Ratzon Hashem, we believe that anything Hashem is telling us is that Midah. And the Shemi Shmuel says again in Parsha Shlach, he discusses in this Pakari quotes it, he discusses this idea of the Mid of Tamimus. He's discussing the Psukim by the Meraglim. Look on the fourth column. Ach Yisrael pogmu az b'midas hatmimus. That by the Meraglim, in other words, Hashem says, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, and now all of a sudden they're questioning, is it really good for us? Maybe it's not good for us when we're better here. So that's the ultimate pagam in the midas hatmimus. Can hagas nisim nigelim lo tochen al dei Moshe. So they will pog him in this midah. And that's what the pasuk says. Ach Hashem al timrodu, v'atem al tiru as ha'maretz, v'lachmeinu heim. And he says in the beginning of the fourth column, the sixth line. Zeh shomer ach b'shem al timrod, haynu sheyachzu b'midas hatmimus, v'lo yachkru achar esidus. Ayu ritzonim v'daitam b'teilim l'rotzon Hashem. V'chol shechefetz Hashem lasos yeh mekubal v'rotzoy b'neim. Maz me lo yulem lchem b'mal hatira, ki lachmeinu heim. Haynu shanitzus hakodesh haya b'umos, od Yosef banu koach va'atzmo kumo lechem, etc. But he says that that what keeps the umos alive, he says in the bottom of the third paragraph, the third column, is that they have some nitzos kedusha in them. But if Klal Yisrael has the mid of Tamimus, so Memela, there's nothing to be afraid of, because it's like a magnet. That if you have the mid of Tamimus, that's going to be Moshech, any of the Kedusha that the Umas have, and therefore they won't have any Shlita over you. Because the biggest Koach that Klal Yisrael have is this midah of tmimus that gives you that Hashem is shorer with you. So then any kedusha that the umos might have will be nimshach to Klal Yisrael, and there'll be no fill. And then he writes in the next page 26, the bottom, Yeshlomo Shabbos u'tikun l'chaydzeh. He says the ultimate time of tmimus is Shabbos. Because Shabbos, what do we say? Ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. There's a person could say, you know, what am I taking off on Shabbos? What am I following Shabbos? I have to make money. I have to... But the fact that a person could say, no, once Shabbos comes, I have to view is there's nothing else to do now. Even though a person might be thinking, there are a million things I have to do now. I have to do this, I have to do that. But Hashem says, right now, the only thing you should be doing is bishoves memlocha. So that is the ultimate to me. Hashem says, right now I don't have to do hishtadlus, I don't have to open my store. And that's why, Rabosai, that's why Shabbos is what? The Mekor HaBracha. Why is Shabbos the Mekor HaBracha? Because it's the time that we show that we believe in the mitzvah of Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. And then you have the Dveikus of Kedusha. And that's perhaps Pshat, you know, the Sefer HaIkrim of Yosef Albo discusses what's the idea of a tzaddik. You look on page 5 and 6, a tzaddik giving a bracha. He says it's like a pipe, it's like a tzinor. And the person has to be ready to be mekabel, but the tzaddik is like a tzinor. That's why the kohanim stretch out their hands. So why are they at tzinor? So based on what what the Sefer the Shem Yishmuel says, it's understandable. Because the Kohanim, again, are the Midah of Tomim Tiyah. So Memela, that means they have the ultimate Dveikus Bashem. So if you have the ultimate Dveikus Bashem, so then all the Shefa, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could come through the Kohanim, and Klal Yisrael could be Misbarich. So I think it's an important lesson for us, that in life, you know, there's always going to be challenges and things that we feel that we need, and so we should always realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we need. He knows exactly what everyone needs, and He gives us abilities to accomplish these things. But if we do something that's not Alpi Halacha, that's not Alpi, so then we're uprooting the whole yisod of Tamim Tiyeh Meshem Elokecha. And the ultimate for success is how we are mekayim this mitzvah of Tomim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha, that we don't outsmart, we don't think we're smarter than the Ribbono Shalom. The Ribbono Shalom says that you can't do this, this is ribbis, this is usur, or this is isur. So you think you need this for your business, or you think you need this for something, it's not Tomim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha, and ultimately it will never succeed. You know, there's a word from the Vilna Gaon. I originally heard from Rav David Cohen. It's the Vilna Gaon says on the Mishnah in Bamem Adlikin, Kechosol aner, kechosol shemen, kechosol psil chayav. A person wants it's Shabbos and the candle is lit, but I'm finished with the meal. I'm going to sleep. So it's a baltashkis on the oil that'll be burning for another 3 hours and for no reason. So we might as well blow out the candle. This way I can save 3 hours worth of oil. So that's awesome. That's awesome. So why does it say kichos? Why does it say chosel Hashem? Why kichos? So the Vilna Gaon says, because a person thinks that he's saving money by doing this. But we have to realize that if we're doing something that's not the Ratzon Hashem, ultimately we won't gain anything. We think we're saving money. But if it's not the Ratzon Hashem, yeah, we're going to save in the oil, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away from us someplace else. Because you can't outsmart the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you want to be successful, you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only being in the world that understands things perfectly, what you need, how you could be successful, And if you are dovek b'Hashem and you mekayim tomim tiyem Hashem lokecha, that's the ultimate goal in life, and that is the malas hakuhuna, dvekas memidas hatmimus, is the mila of a kohen, the mila of kuhuna. I want to just one announcement before we break. Next week we'll try to have a chumash here on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Okay, so anyone interested? Bli Neder, Wednesday, 2 o'clock. No, June's mine, we'll probably go back to Thursday, but the graduation is on Thursday. And.